Board of Works from November the 13th, the approval of minutes from October 23rd.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head report, police department.
Dusty Wookie, Vincent's Police Department. We are currently at about 10,300 calls for this year. Wanted to announce that Robert Kincaid graduated from the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy last week, so we were glad to have him complete that. He's back home and will start his local field training program just immediately. We had the ACT OUT group in town help us to complete a lot of our state-required training here in the last week or so. We're trying to get a lot of that wrapped up here before the end of the year. And we did things like SIDS, domestic violence, hazardous materials. And basically, that group does scenario-based training. It keeps it where it's mixed up a little bit every year, not so monotonous. So we also recently did some less lethal pepperball and OC training. And looking forward to the weekend for the big parade and all. That's all I got.
Great.
Thanks.
Bryce, street sanitation.
We began street park began their leaf pickup today. We will do it. We've got a schedule out. That's been in the paper a couple times, and we will pick them up for the next month. And then after that, we will also pick them up for about the month of December.
Okay. And next is the...
I've got 6th of Main. We're trying along. We poured some colored dye stamped concrete today along 6th Street. It looks pretty good. 2nd and Life is behind schedule. And the contractor is in liquidated damages currently. Base asphalt should be here tomorrow, and curb machine on Wednesday, and then CSX is in there doing their stuff. Just a big scheduling issue right now. And then I also have an agreement here that I need signed and approved by Board of Works. This is for estimating assistance for the notice of funding availability for the 2022 proper projects with NDOT. We solicited some estimating from United Consulting for that application, and this is an agreement for $9,500 to assist us in those fees.
We just need to make kind of a motion to approve it, accept it.
And signature on that. Work is like 90% complete. There's a little more work. They're going to get that for me this week, but.
This is for the recent call for progress.
Correct. Yeah, for Washington Avenue.
Oh, okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the work by United Consulting and the lump sum fee of $9,500 for the Worst Avenue projects.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
And
move to new business. First up is open bids for City Hall, ADA management. It looks like we've only received one bid.
The bid is for Wolf Construction Company of Vincennes. And total bid is $382,000.
So we'll make a motion that we'll take this bid under advisement.
We'll get with Mizan.
Okay. So we'll take this bid under advisement and then review it with Mike's second.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Next up is helping the Queens gift drive banners and shit.
Hannah Shields with Helping His Hands. I am proposing that Board of Works approve that we get our two banners put up for the street department. I've already given insurance for them. Basically the both signs say bring gifts, unwrap gifts to the Christmas tree line.
Okay, which is on December the 2nd.
Correct. It doesn't have a date on it, just so.
Right, so use it.
Yes.
Sure, okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the hanging of two banners, one on Hart Street and one on Second Street from November 20th through December the 4th for Helping His Hands.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Next is National Watermelon Drop.
You're just a casual observer here.
I'm here representing John Friends, the chairman of the National
Watermelon. My attorney.
Thank you all for supporting the Watermelon Drop for the last 10 years, and this will be our 11th year. Now we're the Board of Public Works, but we couldn't do it without the other fine city department heads. Bryce Backer continues to support us, and of course, the police department and fire departments. I believe you have my written request in front of you, and there's one change to Plan A. I neglected to put on there that First Street, one way from Market Street to Busselman Street on that day, and that's common with most events. Main Street will be open the entire time.
Okay.
Market Street, we can close. New Year's Eve is on Sunday this year.
Right.
So Market Street, we can close Sunday morning. But Patrick Henry Drive, because of, you know, Sunday, if we set that large tent up there, we have to request that we do that on Friday morning, a little late back there.
So New Year's Eve will be
Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Yes.
So the bars are open?
I get a lot of things so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but we'll be Main Street open. Now Main be able to turn right.
Bars are open on Sunday?
Okay. So that's a good weather plan, and then.
Yeah, and the tent will be there probably in either case.
Okay.
But, because we have set up on Friday, but.
Sure, you use the same setup that you had last year.
We don't anticipate any anything that would cause us to move it to the pavilion, but maybe.
Okay.
I'd also like to point out that John and I have decided to retire from this event after this year.
Is the committee on it?
I make a public announcement now. We hope that someone steps forward and carries it on. We've talked to the Ileana Watermelon folks as well as the Vincent's Tourism. People will be talking to them as well as some other people. You know, over the last 10 years, there's been millions and millions and millions of impressions to people all over the world about Vincennes and the watermelon industry, and we think it's a very worthwhile project, and sure hope that someone continues it, as John and I are somewhere warmer on New Year's Eve.
The seeing is believing, Mr. Lindbergh.
Yes. We made it public now, John.
Well, you should both be significantly commended for your previous work, and I don't say that because I'm a member of the committee and a walking watermelon slice, but obviously you guys have done a tremendous job for 10 straight years, so we wish you well with this. So we're going to make a motion to plan to approve Mr. Lindbergh's proposal.
Mr. Bruns' proposal.
Mr. Bruns' proposal. The National Watermelon Drop Committee's proposal for Plan A and Plan B per customary as we did last year with the addition of First Street to Market being one, I'm sorry, First Street to Market and Busselman being one way.
Yeah, and it would make it easier on the city, I'm sure it probably would, if you just dropped those barricades that will need Sunday off down there on Friday with everything else working.
We have the other items are listed here as far as the trash truck and fire hydrant tab, et cetera, but those are all like last year's.
Yes, correct.
Okay, no Gallagher or anything, any big surprises this year?
Well, he's still on his last tour, we understand.
Literally, maybe his last tour. That's my motion.
I'll second the motion.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Manager, gesture, if this doesn't work out for John and I, we'll be asking you to die the question.
And next, the Ward City Energy bid.
Okay, the last meeting, which was 3 weeks ago, we opened bids for the 2017 CCMG project. I reviewed the bids and found E&B Paving to be the lowest bidder in compliance with the bid documents, and I'm here to recommend they be awarded the project.
Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the bid award as stated by Mr. Gray. I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Okay, next is Christmas parade request.
Very strange, but here I am. Usually on the other side. Mark isn't here right now. He's out painting lights for the Christmas parade. He has done that parade for many, many years. I think most people thought it had to do with the chamber, but it actually didn't. He's no longer with the chamber, as most of you know, but he has decided to go ahead and we're both going to do this as a couple, at least for this year. So I am here to make the usual requests. The parade will again be from 1st to 10th Street, going the wrong way up Main Street. Lineup will be again on 1st Street from Main to Hart. We'll begin at 5 o'clock. 1st Street will not be closed to traffic though. Check-in will be at 1st and Hart beginning at 5. I thought that was 1st and Hart Street check-in, and I think we usually have you guys there for a little bit of help there. We need a few barricades at 1st and Main, right? Those barricades just up for that intersection. Blocking Main from 1st to 10th and adding the parade signs as usual. He just has a note here, so sometimes please do that. Maybe the street department, I don't know, but we need the roads blocked and those signs put up. And then he usually asks for some extra help at 10th and Main to direct parade traffic towards Buster and Street so that can be a little bit less confusing. And then extra help at the two busiest intersections, 6th and 2nd as well. So please presence there. It's usually quite helpful. I think that's it.
Okay, so no real changes.
No, I don't think so.
In the request, so. Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the parade route and accompanying assistance from the police department and the street department as per usual for this Friday, November the 17th.
Starts at 6:30, I think.
At 6:30.
We have over, I think, almost 100 entries.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
I think the weather, it looks to be in maybe the 50s, so I think that has something to do with it.
You just have to scare the rain away.
Yeah, that's true. There's a 30% chance of rain.
I'll make the motion. Steve second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next is KCDC contract. This is just our regular service contract we sign with KCDC every year for $48,000. Nothing's changed, so we just need it.
Okay, so make a motion to approve the sustaining contract for KCDC per Mary Oakham's request.
I'll second the motion. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Next up is 7 day for firefighter vote on merit system. I'm going to recommend that this set December 22nd at 10 a.m. at City Hall Council Chambers.
December 22nd.
Mayor, can I make a comment before we do voting on that? Just one thing. With the merit board and with it being voted on here coming up, it's going to be a tool, and that's just it. It's just a tool. and it's not going to be the end-all, save-all for what's out there. I know recently there's been a lot of personal attacks in social media, and I'm a little disappointed to see that happen. But with this vote, whether it's voted in or not voted in, I think it's something that the department needs to come together when it's all said and done. It's something to come back together and work that way.
And it's not to say that if it doesn't make it this time, it won't come back.
Right. I'm supporting of the merit, but I think it's something that it is a tool. It is not going to be the end-all, save-all.
So December 22nd is a Monday, and that... The Friday? I'm sorry, I'm looking at Jane, I apologize. So that's a Friday. At what time?
10 a.m.
Okay. I'll have to check this. I'm pretty sure I'll be back in town.
Well, this isn't, well, not, this is...
Well, this is there. Here's our fire department for us to be there. Okay.
Firefighter plant, correct?
Yeah.
Does nobody else use the fire department?
Allow the firefighters...
Oh, this is just for the firefighters.
And it's my understanding that it would take 20 members of the fire department to vote yes to approve this. And I would also ask that the clerk treasurer be the one that certifies that vote, just for the record.
Okay. All right. So that's just the date setting. We're just looking at motion to that effect.
Wait a second. Just take a look what's on.
Justin, you have a
question? Just a couple of questions.
Sure.
All right.
December 22nd.
It's a Friday. It's a Friday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You said Monday.
No, that was my mistake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Justin, though, been president of the Mission are we allowing for like an absentee vote?
No. Not that I know of.
It's the active members of the department present at the meeting that get to vote. There's no provision for call-ins or absentees.
Okay.
Or early voting. It's that one day.
Okay. And you're only allowing, is it going to be a come and go, or is it going to be just a 1 hour meeting?
Yes.
10 a.m.
It's a 1 a.m. 10 a.m. meeting.
So you're concerned if there's a fire or something would happen?
Well, not so much necessarily the on-duty guys, but the off-duty guys. A lot of us have part-time jobs. Mm-hmm. So coming up 10 a.m. might be a little bit difficult, but if it was up like a 10-hour voting window where we could come and go, the clerk treasurer is going to be here maybe during working hours of that day. I don't know if that would work as well. I just want to get some provision because 10 a.m. might be kind of hard for guys that do side jobs. And it'd be very convenient for Green Shift to make it there. That's no problem there, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you that this is your job. If this is down...
Go back. Mm-hmm.
Well, it says the Board of Public Safety, Board of Works, sets the date for the meeting at least 3 weeks notice to the fire department. All the firefighters have to have copies of the ordinance that they're voting on, and it says those present at the meeting. So your questions kind of indicated to be like an election day, that from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. the polls are open. The law says it's a meeting. People show up at the meeting and they vote it up or down, but it's up to the Board of Works.
Sure. I'm just trying to get some clarification for the
that far out so that everybody has time.
Right. I think that's the point.
I'm not limiting it for 3 weeks, and you got to make your plans.
Right. Right. So hopefully the officers that are working on that day can make provisions to be off for a short period of time. So it's a
different clarification.
Sure.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So they get 20 votes.
You don't get a motion on this. This is your call.
To
have a question.
Make a motion to set the date.
Okay.
You just set the date and the time, and then if you want to...
If I'm going to make some for the statement, too.
Sure, go ahead.
I 100% agree with you, Mr. Blinn. This is not going to solve everything and fix everything. We completely understand that, but it does set a standard for promotions, hiring, discipline. Just a double check, just a standard. So, and I completely agree with you. We want to come together, and we have. There have been some unfortunate incidents that have happened in the fire department since this has happened, since the start of this conversation. And every time we've come together as a group and pulled together and pulled strong and made it through. And it is unfortunate, absolutely unfortunate, that there has been personal attacks. And I can say with that I agree 100%. It should never go there because I've experienced it myself.
But whether I was voted in or not, I think that's
right. Right. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Thank you.
Voted in or not, it moves forward. If it doesn't get voted in, move forward working on it for the future.
I'm sorry.
Does. I just hope whichever way the vote goes, we continue to work together.
Oh, no doubt. We will.
Good. Thank you, Justin. Clarification. So the board will make a motion to set Friday, December 22nd at 10 o'clock for a meeting to be conducted on the merit system with a vote to take place at that meeting at the duly appointed time.
I'll second the motion. Okay, all in favor?
Aye. So
I live just off there in my home.
Okay.
Where do you live?
Yeah, off the road by Walmart. Yeah, I live just off that road. I'm married.
And see what everybody's laughing now.
That's why this is our last. I remember years ago when Walmart came in, the Board of Public Works created a 5-ton load limit from like the Walmart Drive to 61 on Kimmel Road. And I believe that is still marked. I'm not so sure from 61 to the Walmart is marked going the other direction. But my point is, the last 6 or 8 months, for some reason, the semi-traffic on Kimmel Road is just horrendous. I travel that road probably 6 or 7 times a day, and all these semis are coming through there for some reason. And I was just wondering if we could make sure that that's properly marked and have some enforcement there to move that traffic, because that road certainly is not a semi-path. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. So moved.
We are done.
Thank you, sir. It's got a secret. It has to be a secret ballot.